Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
And so that brings us to our next topic, which is really about energy as well. And so I guess for me, what's been going on, so I've been like detoxing, like my eyes were bugging out of my head. And
what do you mean they were bugging out of your head?
Well, there was
like literally or I mean,
yeah, no. Yeah. Like over time, there's been this thing where I was wondering, like, okay, we've been working a lot. I know you've been working a lot too, but you know, and everybody works a lot. That's great. But I've been like for years, like staring at a computer, which I chose to do. So I've had these things where I set up lights behind it and I do these different things to figure out why, like how to make it okay to work that much on a computer.
Yeah.
And so basically, recently, like I solved something, like for myself at least. And what I did is I had a laptop. And it's made me kind of angry because I can feel all the energy like draining out of my head and then feeling tired. But I know I'm getting better. Why? Because this has been happening for like months and months and I've tried a lot of things. And all I did is on the MacBook, which is not this computer, but I took a USB keyboard and plugged it in like a plastic one, not like a Bluetooth, no waves coming, a plastic one, and then like a plugged in mouse. And like immediately there's like an overnight shift all of a sudden I'm completely relaxed here but I was like super tired. And then when I was a little tired, I got a little bit touchy, like, you know, a little bit rawr. But
a little cranky.
Yeah. It's good though. And I want to talk about that because we're actually, when we talk about, you know, our world, our universe, being happy, you know, we just talked about that, working through some of your anger. Like, we're actually like, everything looks like blank around us. It's not. We're like fish. This is water. This is not empty. We can't see. That's the problem. We just can't see it. There actually are ways to see more. Like, everybody's heard of like infrared and stuff like that. So we can see like 0.001% of the visible spectrum or something like that. Some degree far less than 1% of the visible spectrum we know of. And so we're basically like blind. So, you know, we're all aware of like cell phone waves or radio waves. Like, so before the cell phone came out, did cell waves exist? You know, it's interesting to think about that, right? Like, We discovered it at a certain point.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they weren't there.
Yeah.
Right. And the same with the radio. Like before the radio, were radio waves bouncing around? Of course, you know, they were already there. Like a dog and a cat can't see color. Does that mean color doesn't exist? Right. So, yeah, it does to us because we can see it, doesn't to them. And so most of everything that's real in what's come to me, we can't see. We're actually like everything real we can't see, so
or we tend to believe that things aren't real because we can't see them or measure them. They can't be they can't be weighed on a scale. They can't be measured with a ruler. They can't be touched. They can't be painted. They can't be photographed. So we tend to say, well, we can't prove that it's untrue, but we also can't prove that it's true. So it must be false.
You're right. No, I mean, there's a lot that isn't true. And not everything, you find your own truth. That's what we're trying to do on this show. You find your own truth. We're just talking about what we've noticed, and then everybody notices different things. So what I know.
Our truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, for me. And it evolves. I mean, 10 years ago, if somebody would have started talking about plugging in a USB keyboard and the energy from the computers messing with me and all this shit, I'd have been like, yeah, like, okay, that's great, but that doesn't apply to me. And maybe it doesn't apply to you, but for me...
Right, it'd be like, let me get back to Oregon Trail. What are you talking about?
What's that? Is that a game? That's the old game?
You never
game?
Played that? That was like on the big... Do you remember how Apple computers used to be? They were... I don't know. Was that how they were when I was in school? It was just
that
huge.
On the Oregon Trail?
Was Oregon that Trail? There was
or
a
just game. Oregon Trail. What was the?
It was called Oregon Trail.
What did you do in that game?
It's a game
that.
Where you would select. So I guess because we would play it in school, so I guess it was essentially trying to teach you survival skills. So you would, you know, say, hi, my name is Natalia, and you would pick, you know, your traveling mates. So in this game, this computer game, you're in a wagon. Now, it's like a very primitive computer game. It's not fancy. There was no 3D graphics. Right. This is like very, you know, just almost yeah, like a game
school.
Of Tetris,
old
right?
This,
but along the way, you could die from things like dysentery, like, and you'd have to use the money that you acquired, you know, to spend different things, to purchase different things, and you'd have to kill animals to feed yourself, so, you know. But you could die in the game, obviously, if you didn't come across
something to eat on the
It was like a survival
trail.
Game, a survival game on a primitive computer. So
I like that. So, So I didn't, okay, so I didn't play. I did play that, I think, but
I don't know if it's a game you play now that there's technology. Like, I think nowadays it'd be like, actually, I don't know. I don't know if it would actually be pretty cool nowadays. Back then it was pretty cool when I was like.
So anyways, yeah. Computers and all these things that, first of all, I need to get into the Oregon Trail. I actually want to know what that game looks like because I remember the name of it. I'm looking at our sound thing and we have to, after this show, we have to adjust our sound little marker.
Okay.
Now this is good, yeah, because I think I turned yours up too much. But anyway.
Am I like screaming?
No, not really, but I'm watching it bounce up and down. And if it goes above -6, then I guess it might be a thing. But I'm the one that turned it up. So anyway, the Oregon Trail I have not played in a while, at least 15 years. But I remember the name of that game. So we're in this fishbowl, and like if you want to do something to the fish or if there are effects on the fish, you do things to the water. You don't like so that means like what's going on in the water here? We're not even talking about, and some people are talking about it. So I want to pull up, cancer. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Let's pull this puppy up. Cancer expert declares cell phone and wireless radiation as carcinogenic to humans. An expert cancer researcher and advisor to the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research on Cancer has issued his scientific opinion that radio frequency radiation from any source, such as the signals emitted by cell phones, other wireless and cordless and sensor devices, and wireless networks, fully meets criteria to be classified as Group 1 carcinogenic to humans. Agent based on scientific evidence associating RF exposure to cancer development and cancer promotion. And then it goes on. Dr. Anthony B. Miller and the evidence indicating wireless is carcinogenic has increased and can no longer be ignored. And there are other studies from mainstream universities. So here's my point. So my point is like I was more of a dick like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And my goal was to be more consistently not a dick. So that's why I started looking into all this
the
stuff.
Progress.
Thank you. I think I'm achieving it, although I have some tough, but yes, I am. Because I know my baseline. My baseline was like pretty loony and I'm less loony now, although not 100%. Like this one company today, and I forgive them, and I ask for forgiveness, but like, the instructions were, you know, that the little things can make us, me at least, a little bit mental. But anyway, so it's not just us. First of all, we can just be assholes. It's true. But in addition to that, like, there's other things going on. Like, these waves, there is evidence, and not only evidence, like, I pull up scientific studies to, because that's good, people like actual proof, but then just, if you start doing Reiki and work with Qigong energy, meaning it's like any energy, like you can put it out. It's an intention and you let it flow through you. And I've talked about that on episodes. And you can start to feel things. And you can feel things from computers and it's not like they're not going to kill you now, but my point is it's not the only way. And so what I mean is it's not the only way our technology has to be. And I'm going to talk about what we're going to do to actually try to fix that. So like what was happening, and I don't know if have you had any friends go to acupuncture ever?
Yes, actually one of my childhood friends is an acupuncturist now. So she actually got me into that. She lives in Baltimore. I was one of her guinea pigs, if you will, while she was in school. Because to become licensed, she actually had to see a certain number of patients and to provide a treatment plan for them. Acupuncture is awesome.
So what did she do have any scars?
That was awesome to me. At first I was like, no way, needles. Right. And she's like, it doesn't hurt. So I didn't really have any ailments. I was just like, you're my girl. I'm here. You know, you needed me here. I'm doing the friend thing.
And how did it feel when you did it? What did it after?
So the first treatment that she did, I did not feel anything. She did a treatment on my back that was a clearing treatment. And the only needle that pinched a little bit was a point that corresponded with my reproductive system. And when she was finished, I was like, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I don't feel very different, right? And it wasn't until, sorry if this is too much information, but
child the next day? Or suddenly, like, there was a child like Jesus born or what? No, okay, go ahead. Yeah. So what happened?
That was months later. The next time I got my period, I usually would get really bad headaches and horrible, just be out for a couple of days. Yeah. That didn't happen to me for 3 months. It was like completely took all of my symptoms away.
That's good.
Yeah, completely. And then, you know, as time went on, like I remember there was a time that I was feeling very stuck, and you can get acupuncture for mental fuzziness.
I've had a lot of mental fuzziness.
I've actually gotten acupuncture for that. I felt a lot of movement after that because they actually treat. I am not the expert on acupuncture, but I've had it explained to me. They actually treat based on different meridians through the body. So they incorporate elements like wood and metal and all these really cool things. And when she treated me for mental fogginess and a little bit of depression, I noticed a little bit of shift in that. I noticed it the next week, and I went back to get treated again the next week. Acupuncture is kind of a one treatment kind of thing.
Going, yeah.
I really noticed a progression, and acupuncture is great for whatever ails you.
No, I agree. I mean,
what about you?
That's the reason I brought it up, because it's very real. I mean, it's very real. I actually had acupuncture only the first time this past year, and for something that a doctor, I would have had to have surgery at a place for some inner ear thing. The acupuncture was one time and it was gone the next day. And it wasn't immediately the same day, but it was the next day it was completely gone forever. And basically, like before that, with energy, I have had a lot of experience feeling things that I, when I was 20, I had no clue, you know, that I could, was even possible to feel. So it was kind of like a progression, like, oh, this might work because different things get locked up. Now, I will say, when you feel some tension, a lot of times it might be an invitation. And it's the same thing with our world. There's some dark, what some people would call some dark stuff going on. And I think that's, if we can, it might need the most love. I mean, people that might be running these satanic pedophile rings, a lot of people want to kill them. And if it was our kid, we could... If it was our kid involved, it's going to be much tougher just to say they need love. But that in general, like the darkest things, the way out a lot of times is to, it's counterintuitive. Like sometimes I've had a lot of tension and I just let it go for months when I was younger, or try to work out, or, you know, like sort of like rawr. But it wasn't until I like sat there and like dealt with it with a feeling that it opened up. And then through that tension, it could be like maybe gifts on the other side. Or so So a lot of this energy stuff came up. Acupuncture and the meridians, I agree with you. I also was telling my friend Dan, who had a stroke like 5 years ago, he's had nerve damage. They shoot him up with Botox to numb the pain in his head. He's been in the Detroit news for his story. And it was very, you know, it reminds me when you talk about your friend. But I finally, this past couple weeks, he went to acupuncture for the first time in Rochester, Michigan. I'm originally from Michigan. And his pain was gone. And I was telling him to go to acupuncture. I didn't even know it would be gone. But I was telling him, like,
kind of
like bitching at him for like a year or two. And like, I understand people don't want to do these things. And there's a lot of things I thought were, I don't know about you, Natalia, but like a lot of the things I thought were kind of BS. Like they're ended, like I was like, no, like that's great, whatever, whatever. Like Qigong, I was like, whatever, that's good. I even did a class and then I was like, eh. And then like 2 years later, I'm like, wow, this has made a big difference. You know, so sometimes we push away things at first and then they help.
One thing that I've heard make people believers in terms for acupuncture, my friend actually treats animals too.
Really?
She's an animal acupuncturist. So there are a lot of people that, you know, might not believe what a person says. Oh,
sure.
Yeah, my pain totally went away. And you're like, yeah.
What happened with animals?
She treats animals for pain. She treats animals for things like anxiety and,
Does their behavior change?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then animal's not someone that's like typing an email being like, oh, my sadness from my last breakup just magically disappeared. Right? Because those people, you read those reviews, you're like, oh, my God, what
real.
A crock of shit, you know?
Right.
But she, excuse my language, but you know, that's exactly what you're thinking when you read some of these reviews of things like acupuncture or whatever, whatever type of energy
Qigong,
work.
Sometimes right.
Qigong, yeah. So, so it's important maybe to try it. Try it and see how you feel.
I agree. So here's a website. To get to this website, you can Google. Let me tell you what to Google. Da 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 da. Okay, so first of all, you can Google things like Orgonite, Orgonite, Orgone Energy, Orgone Energy. We talked about this. There's been things with plants and these little pyramids, and again, I thought this was horse shit, and then like. It fucking works. And honestly, like, I am the proof. And the people who have known me for 17 years would know. Like, not, you know, maybe nobody else would because none of us know each other's baselines. But if you Google China Qigong Hospital, which is Qigong, the world's largest medicineless hospital, right? So they treated 200,000 patients. Over the years, the center has treated more than 180 diseases, the overall success rate being more than 95%. Cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease. I saw a video where they shrunk tumors. This method is called Chilel. The method employed by the center was developed by Dr. Pang. It's four parts. And there are videos on some of this on YouTube. There are different ways of Qigong, different sort of disciplines, I would say. They also had, if you notice here, 26 Western-trained doctors there. No medicine was prescribed, but doctors who preferred to be called teachers played only a minor role. And basically, the reason I bring this up is because I've experienced things that would have seemed impossible. And to me, this is the future. And we're talking about like the whole like fishbowl and everything going on. So there are things we can do energetically to kind of prove it to ourselves. If you want to, Reiki, Qigong, it's actually love. It's and there are techniques and things and they all can be good. A lot of them can be good. There are things that can be done specifically with electronics and even Wi-Fi, and now we have 5G, and there have been tests with DNA where you put a cell phone by it and the DNA is damaged, you know, by scientists, like real, and then there have been studies, and we talked about one with cancer. So, I don't know how many people are going to see this, 100, 500, 1,000, whatever. but we're going to, I mean, I'm going to China in 2 weeks. Like, we're going to, through a company that's owned by our company Love, or a subsidiary or a sister company, try to be the first electronics company to address this, to offer things that could actually harmonize things through electronics, as opposed to the other sort of damaging things. Because honestly, all of the water, like, we need to be concerned with the water. Russian, when I've talked about this on the show, there's an episode on Russian pyramid research by mainstream universities in Russia, where they built these big ass pyramids, and they basically, they would bring premature babies in, scientists that were going to die, and 20 of them ended up living because the energy is trapped in the middle and it harmonizes things outside of the pyramid. And that's a very simple way to describe it, because I don't want to talk about it for like an hour. But I have talked about it for an hour, and you can watch it. And my point is, a lot of these things that were built by, we think they're just like cool looking, like from ancient civilizations, there's a hell of a lot more going on. Dr. Patrick Flanagan and the Sensor 5 pendant has also changed my life. There are things you can just put next to you that harmonize you, and there's nothing in them. It's like metal in a certain shape. If you look at the Lakovsky, and the way he was curing cancer with these copper wires or copper tubing in a certain way that was resonating with the Schumann resonance from Earth, that was just harmonizing everything around it just because of what material it was made out of and the shape. This is like real technology, and there's a hell of a lot more there that I don't know about. But I can tell you, I know enough to know it's real for me, and real as well, like factually. Like, there's a doctor, we're going to have a doctor do a study that's like an expert witness and has worked with as an expert witness either in cases involving like either the FTC or the FDA, and you know, like a real scientist. There are certain things that have been patented, that have been proven to neutralize EMFs. And so this is very real. And actually, everybody has a cell phone. So hopefully, we can make some progress there. And I'm really excited to I guess, announce that. And I know I mentioned it to you before, but It's pretty exciting, because honestly, there's a lot we can do, not only to improve ourselves, but we even talked about pollution in the earth before the show, but actually all of the things we can't see to harmonize things around us.
Crystals, black tourmaline.
That's
now
right.
What's really popular right now are the Himalayan salt lamps.
That's right.
Those are huge right now, and the claim is that it actually transmutes some of the cell phone waves. And black tourmaline, those are the two things that I've heard people going nuts about. And you are a wealth of information when it comes to that, because you have really done your research.
Well, you too. And shungite, there are studies.
Oh, as much as you on that.
The shungite, which is similar to black, how do you pronounce that?
Tourmaline,
which
it's
I have.
Like, I couldn't pronounce qigong.
It's okay,
you know,
and it starts with
I know
a
how
Q.
To, I know how
it
to spell it. When you
like
learn a word from reading, that's a
like
word that
qigong.
You're like, oh, whoa, I should have
practiced
that. It
looks like qigong,
one.
But black tourmaline, I have one of those at home. I got a little thing because I saw that. And shungite, there have actually been, the Russian military uses that for EMFs. You know, that's one where there are actually like mainstream studies as well. Shungite's very amazing, and it's actually black. It looks very similar to black tourmaline. So that one is really amazing as well. So so just be aware. It doesn't mean like still like I have to work on all the things that we talked about in terms of we can work on our brain, we can work on our opening our heart and like our patterns, and then doing positive things and training our brains. We can do that too. But then there are other things, and we can meditate, do yoga, and or do punching bag, you know, like sort of kickboxing or weightlifting or whatever. And then there's also like a lot going on out here that we can actually be aware of. And even, you know, even if there are people that actually don't want us to be, or that might like the fact that I don't know. I hope it's not true, and I forgive them if it is. But, you know, even if there are people that want this to be the case, so we do fight with each other, and they know these waves are causing problems. And again, we think, would that happen? Would we ever? Well, we enslaved people for like hundreds of years. And also we had cigarettes and they were everywhere. And like, I just watched HBO, The Deuce, this new show. And like in the entire movie, it's like in the 70s, like in the police station, like the police officers are smoking. The people getting arrested are smoking in the police station. Like, everybody was smoking. Like, in offices, like, everybody was smoking. Like, sure, I guess maybe somebody could say we didn't know what we were doing. But you can watch a movie called Thank You for Not Smoking. And it's about a lobbyist for big tobacco. And at the end, it was probably released like 12 years ago. At the end of the movie, the kind of the jig is up with smoking, right? Now they have a lot of people, like, who smokes? Not many people now, right?
People vape, if anything. Right. And the people you see smoking are just, you know, after a few whiskeys, you know?
Right. No, some people.
But it's not like before, right? You know, when I was a small girl, people would smoke in the back of airplanes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I know it was, I actually wasn't, I was not in an airplane until I was 15. But I know what you're saying. It was legal, right?
I used to go to Columbia when I was younger. Yeah, and in the back, wow. I remember when I was a small girl. I mean, you're just nosy. When you're a kid, you're just like the nosiest person that ever exists on either end of the spectrum. I think when you get very old or you're really young, you just can't mind your business. So I just, you know, I would remember just staring, and I'm like, I just want to go back there. It's so forbidden, and there'd just be like a cloud of smoke. And now, can you imagine if someone lit up a cigarette on a plane?
No,
maybe on the news. They would be probably being.
I do think it's
news.
Funny. My dad lives in Vegas, and I'm going there in a couple of days. There's some kind, and there's like weed. There's weed lounges there now, but you can't smoke. Like, well, in Vegas you can at the casinos, but the ventilation is so good in the casinos. But yeah, it used to be so smoky, and it's like, well, was the government? Nobody. I don't know that people were pushing it, but they weren't pushing it overtly. But it was in the movies, product placement, people were smoking, it was made to look cool.
It was glamorous.
And they did have million-dollar lobbyists working for big tobacco. I mean, you know, it was a big thing. And sure, some people could say they didn't know, but there were people paid to kind of play it down. And the last scene of this movie is basically this guy gets a job with cell phone companies. So that's like, it's like the, like, kind of like saying, like, that's the next thing that we're going to kind of try to make sure people aren't aware of. And now finally, I know in California, especially like in Berkeley, there is some law that is being, I think, upheld about notification to the public that cell phones could be harmful. Like, and that hasn't been the case. Like, it's, so, you know, and again, not everybody that makes cell phones is bad. And by the way, whatever we do, I don't know that it's going to be perfect. I mean, you know, but I do know from testing to the point where I'm going to spend money and a lot of money, which means that I've felt specifically the effects. And then not only is it going to be off my feeling, we're going to have like scientists like prove it. Which they have already with similar with other products. But no electronics company is coming out with this. And so if we sell a lot, we're going to make things that are better and better and better, you know, as it kind of progresses. So I think it's really cool. So what we want to do now? I want to show you a video that's going to help you in the category of money and business. So what we're going to do is play that video, and it's some really interesting stuff, and I think it's going to help you. So let's go to that now.